Welcome back. Today we're doing one of those drum and bass moves that sounds way more producer than person who found a cool loop. We're going to automate pitch, but not with a plugin. We are doing it right on the audio clip, using clip envelopes, and specifically on little break fragments. The goal is simple. Take a classic break, chop out a few tiny moments like ghost snares, hats, little fill bits, and then give those fragments pitch movement so the loop feels alive. Not random, not messy, intentional, like the break is talking back to the track. Set yourself up like this. Grab a break you actually like hearing on repeat. Amen. Think, hot pants, funky drummer, anything with personality. Drop it on an auto track. Set your project tempo into a proper DNB zone, like 172 to 176. I'll sit at 174. Now double-click the clip and turn warp on. For breaks, start with beats warp mode. Preserve should be on transients, and keep the envelope somewhere around 10 to 30 depending on how tight you want it. Lower envelope usually means tighter and punchier, higher can soften things. If you jump straight to Complex Pro, you can get away with it sometimes, but it's also the fastest way to smear your drums when you start pitching. So, beats first, earn your way out of it. Before you slice anything, commit to a clean 2-bar loop. This part isn't exciting, but it's where the whole thing either works or falls apart. Make sure the downbeat is correct, the loop is tight, and it's actually cycling cleanly for 2 bars. Then do a quick click check. If you hear ticks on the loop pointer on edits, enable fades in the clip view and add tiny micro fades at the start and end. In drum and bass, clicks don't stay small. The second you add saturation, they become little laser shots. So clean now, heavy later. Next, slicing. There are 2 common ways, but for this lesson we're focusing on the method that makes clip transpose automation fast and readable, manual fragment clips in arrangement. So duplicate your break track. Keep the original as your anchor. The anchor is your this groove stays solid track. On the duplicate track, you're going to surgically cut out small regions. Think, a ghost snare just before a main snare, a hat run, a tiny fill, maybe a single snare tail. Don't overdo it. You want a handful of moments, not a full reconstruct the break session. Once you've cut a tiny region you want, consolidate it. That's Control or CMDJ. Consolidating is important because now that fragment is its own clip, which means it can have its own clip envelopes. This is the whole reason we're doing it this way. Clip envelopes are per clip. If everything is still one big clip, your pitch moves become way harder to manage. Cool. Now we're at the core technique. Click one of your fragment clips. In the clip view, look for the envelopes box. Open it up. Set the envelope to clip. Then in the parameter chooser, you're looking for transposition. Depending on your live version, you might see transpose or you might see transposition modulation. Here's a key coaching point. Transpose versus transposition modulation matters. If you automate modulation, you're offsetting from whatever the clip space transpose is. That's super useful because you can tune the fragment with the clip's transpose knob first, then draw smaller moves in the envelope like plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. Your envelope stays readable, and you don't end up drawing these gigantic hills just to get a small idea across. So do this workflow. Set a bass transpose if you want the fragment overall higher or lower, then use modulation for the movement. Now draw the automation. Hit B to enable draw mode. And for drum and bass, start with step-like moves, not smooth ramps. Ramps can be cool for tape bend vibes, but most of the time with breaks you want it to feel punchy and deliberate. Try these starter values. For hat or airy fragments, go up. Plus 2 to plus 7 semitones gives that jungle sparkle and urgency. For ghost snares, plus 1 to plus 3 can make them poke through without stealing the main snare's job. For kicks and main heavy hits, be careful. Kitching kicks often wrecks your low-end relationship with your sub. Usually keep those near zero. For answer hits, where the break feels like it responds, go down. Minus 3 to minus 7 semitones is instant wait. And if you want one spicy moment, do a quick minus 12 semitone dip on a tiny micro hit. Not a whole phrase. One little gravity moment. Now, one timing trick that makes this sound intentional instead of accidental. Pitch changes read like notes when they happen slightly before the transient. So if you're drawing a step to pitch up a ghost snare, don't start the step exactly on the hit. Start it a few milliseconds early so the transient itself is already in the new pitch. That tiny detail is the difference between cool edit and why does this feel late. If you start hearing flamming, or the fragment feels like it shifts timing when pitched, that's often warp behavior, not your musical idea. For tiny one-shot style fragments, try turning warp off on that fragment clip, if it still lines up at project tempo. or switch that fragment's warp mode to something different than the main loop, you're allowed to treat fragments differently. You're basically doing micro sound design. As you do this, keep checking your overall groove. Remember, the anchor breaks stay steady, the fragments are seasoning. If everything is pitched and moving all the time, nothing feels stable. Stability is what makes the edits sound like edits. Now let's make it hit like a produced break. Put a simple stock chain on your break group, or at least on the combined drum bus. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to kill rumble. If the break feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 can open it up. If it needs bite, a gentle lift somewhere in the 3 to 6K area can help. But don't turn hats into sandpaper. Then drum bus for attitude. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch low, and keep boom off or super subtle because it can get messy fast in drum and bass. Then saturator with soft clip-on. 1 to 6 dB of drive is plenty. The idea is density, not obliteration. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, don't flatten. Optional. A tiny touch of redux if you want that jungle grit. Tiny. If you notice it, it's probably too much. One more coaching move. Pitching can cause level jumps. Down pitching often feels louder and heavier. Up pitching can create sharp peaks. Put a utility on your fragment layer and use it as a quick trim. If you want to be slick, map utility gain to a macro so you can adjust the whole fragment layer in one move without messing your anchor. Also, do a quick mono check early. Drop a utility on the master or the drum bus. Hit mono briefly, and make sure your layered transient doesn't hollow out. Pitch layers can cause phase weirdness if they overlap the original hit. If it collapses in mono, pull the layer down. Move the fragment timing slightly, or choose different fragments that don't stack right on top of the same transient. Now we're going to turn this into something arrangement ready. Resample. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resample. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your edited break. Now you've printed all those pitch moves and warp behaviors into one committed piece of audio. This is a classic jungle workflow for a reason. It's tighter on CPU, easier to chop again, and it gives you that printed sound that feels like a real record being manipulated, not an endless editable loop that never commits. Once you've got your resample, here's an arrangement plan that basically always works over 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it clean. Minimal pitch moves. Maybe one little hat lift. That's it. Bars 5 to 8. Add more upward accents, like plus 2 or plus 3 semitones on a hat fragment every second bar. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce a down pitch dancer hit, something like minus 5 semitones on a snare tail or a mid fragment just before the main snare, so it feels like call and response. Bars 13 to 16. Bring in your spiciest move, maybe that quick minus 12 dip, as a turnaround or do a stair step fill. 0, minus 2, minus 4, minus 7 over a short 1/8 or 1/16 fill fragment. That descending staircase is classic jungle tension. And here's an energy concept that's bigger than just this lesson. You can create escalation by changing pitch density, not just adding filters. Section A might have one pitch event per bar. Section B might have two or three. Section C might have one dense fill every four bars. The listener feels progression even if the break itself is technically the same break. If you want a darker vibe, there's a nasty combo. Take a snare tail fragment, pitch it down minus 3 to minus 7, then distort after the pitch so the harmonics follow the pitch change. If it gets dull, do a quiet parallel air layer. Duplicate that fragment, high pass it hard like 4 to 8K, distort lightly, keep it tucked in. Heavy body, crispy edge. Now, a quick mini exercise to lock this in. Make a 2-bar loop. Create 6 fragment clips. 2 fragments get plus 3 semitones. 2 fragments get minus 5 semitones. 1 fragment does a quick bounce. 0 to plus 7 back to 0. And 1 fragment does a quick dip. 0 to minus 12 back to 0. Resample 8 bars. Then listen with your bass muted first. Make sure the break still drives on its own. Then turn the bass back on and make sure your kick and snare relationship still feels right. If the low end starts arguing, it's usually because you pitched something you shouldn't or your fragment layer is too loud. Let's wrap it up. You just built one of the most effective DNB micro edit tools, clip transpose automation on break fragments. You kept an anchor loop stable, you used fragment clips, so each moment can have its own envelope. You used pitch as seasoning, and you committed the result by resampling, so it's ready for the next stage of chopping and arranging. If you tell me which brake you're using and what style you're aiming for, like liquid roller, dark jungle, jump up, neuro, I can suggest a specific pitch map, which fragments to target, where to place the call and response, and where the turnaround tag should live every 8 or 16 bars.